Московская, Московская. Who would have thought you could have so much fun by yourself? Oh, apparently you can. I hope I've inspired you. Go get a bottle of Moskovskaya. If you said that with authority, people would believe you. Moskovskaya. Oh, on that happy note. Hey guys, thanks for coming back to the show. I hope you'll be sharing this with someone you know. We all need to laugh. It really lifts up the planet. I kind of have something to laugh about here. I finally am not the poster child for total dumbass. I'm so proud of myself. I had to share it. I want to share this with you on so that if you have somebody come at you uttering sheer nonsense, instead of defending yourself for being like totally mislabeled or whatever, you can take a neutral stance and just go, oh, okay. Because that's their truth. That's how they see it. You know, you can't argue logic with crazy. So, not to say everybody's crazy, but if you try to defend yourself to someone who doesn't get you, you're wasting your time and theirs. And besides, do you want someone standing over you saying you need to change? So, in that space of neutrality, I recently had this happen to me, where I was called passive-aggressive, and as you would know by now, I'm not. I can't even fake it. Like, I can't. How I feels on my face, there's nothing passive about it. May seem aggressive, but there's nothing passive. Open book here. Have you read my books? Yep, it's tell-all, and boy, I've been the poster child for being a dumbass. But in this case, I had somebody call me passive-aggressive, and I could just tell he didn't understand what it meant, just based on his own actions. So here's what I said, and I want you to hear this, so you can see how to dodge, ditch, or dump a dumbass. Well, I didn't dodge him, right? But I dodged a bullet. You'll see. But how to excuse yourself, right? That's what this is about, in a nice way, sort of. It depends on how you take it. Remember, you can't argue logic with crazy. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him think. But it's always worth a mention. So here, because I'm a wordsmith, I'm like, clearly this guy doesn't understand passive aggressive. I said it is feeling awry, sort of awry, you know, off, for instance, and not addressing it head on, but instead harboring it, hiding it, yet taking action on your feelings in a sideways kind of way. It's covert, passive, yet it is blatant, obvious, and intentional. That's not me. So, I went on to say, and were you to stand up and say something? So he's really the passive aggressive one. Here's how it showed up. Were you to stand up and say something about your feelings on swearing? Because I don't know what possessed me to swear so much. It might have been more venting. It's not my normal style. I noticed it on my own self. I was like, damn, you sound like a sailor. But all he had to do was say something directly and not act it out with stupid phone call head games. Parentheses, grow up, dear. This is how children act. Had you been a stand-up guy, this could have gone entirely another direction, but alas, you are not. You know, the only dumbass here would be me for sticking around. That's me being weak-willed, making too many excuses, allowing somebody to do what happened. I said the only dumbass here would be me for sticking around to see more of that behavior. You might benefit from reading my book. I asked you to check out my work. You said you wanted to, or would, or whatever. Who cares now? These small acts of deceit add up to a character I would not trust in a foxhole. And you call me passive-aggressive. I'm bold AF. That you don't or won't see it that way is fine by me. I'm closing the playpen gate behind me now. you should try my podcast for some laughs about playpens. Good luck out there. We all need wings and a prayer. Right, guys? All I'm sharing that I want you to have the words. I'm giving you permission to set the record straight in a calm, straightforward manner. You don't want to be one of those wishy-washy, I don't like confrontation people. That's weak-willed. Don't be a dumbass. So in this case, I'm really happy. I wasn't even thinking of him as a dumbass, but he sure revealed himself that way. And like I said, I would, you know, not really. I'm going to just say that guy did what he did, and I don't want more of that. Right? It's like ordering two bowls of soup you didn't like. Why would you get a second? Come on. How many times are you going to try bad soup? It is what it is. You know, some salt and pepper can't save it. Screw it. That's all I wanted to share with you today was a moment of victory, in which I stayed neutral. I took my own workshop, guys. I want to remind you that when you ask, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? It shows up and it makes it easy to handle stupid when it shows up. This is Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.